Arizona. Saturday morning, we're in the yard, and Jeff is joining us by dialing in at 1-888-767-4348. Go ahead, Jeff. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm talking about genetically engineered foods.
Okay.
And you had asked me to call in for this segment.
Yes, sir.
We met met your team at the Heirloom Festival.
And, yes, sir.
My expertise is explaining to people how to avoid GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and why. So I'm happy to discuss those things, and I think you have some questions for me.
Go ahead. How did you get started in this?
All right. Well, I got started about 19 years ago when I heard a scientist speak about the health dangers of GMOs just before they were about to be planted widespread throughout the Midwest in the forms of soy and corn, and then later canola and cotton. And he described how the technology was not ready for prime time, that it was prone to unpredicted side effects, and yet there was no real safety research going on. Turns out with my research, with my studies later, I realized that the person in charge of policy at the FDA when the GMO policy was created was Monsanto's former attorney, Michael Taylor. And he was brought in because the White House told the FDA promote GMOs, and so he created a policy that allowed Monsanto itself and the other biotech companies to do all of their own approval. They could decide if their foods are safe and simply put it on the market without telling the FDA or consumers. Now, a decade later, we find out that the concerns of the scientists at the FDA, the real scientists at the FDA, were true. They said that GMOs actually were different and dangerous and could lead to allergens, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems, and all their concerns were shelved and never paid attention to. But now we see that thousands of doctors are prescribing non-GMO diets to their patients. We have just done a research survey of over 3,000 people saying that they're getting better from a variety of diseases and disorders when they stop eating GMOs. The doctors are telling us the same thing. These are the problems that are on the rise in the U.S. population since GMOs were introduced. And if you look at the nature of the GMOs, it can explain why, in fact, people are getting sick from these disorders. And I'm happy to explain about why GMOs are dangerous. In particular, 80% of GMOs, genetically modified foods, are engineered not to die when sprayed with Roundup herbicide. Now, a lot of people think that Roundup is safe because that's how it's been projected. It turns out this year the World Health Organization determined that it was a probable human carcinogen. It's also linked to birth defects, endocrine disruption, mood disorders, energy problems, all sorts of issues in the body. And it turns out it's very, very dangerous, but it's soaked into most GMOs and you can't wash it off. That's one of the main reasons why we recommend for people to avoid eating non-genetically modified foods and also all organic if they can, because Roundup is even used to spray on non-GMO products like wheat, barley, rice, rye, oats, lentils, etc., just before harvest.
And you have a video that you've put together people can go online and find.
Yes, the film that I've created is called Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, and it's available at geneticroulettemovie.com, also at Amazon. And it won Movie of the Year and Transformational Film of the Year when it came out a couple years ago. It's been played on PBS over 300 times, and it tends to get people to change their diet by the time the credits roll. Now, we had so many people tell us that they changed their diet after watching the film, and it was seen by millions, that we decided to do another film called Secret Ingredients, which we're working on now. And the trailer for that is at secretingredientsmovie.com. Just 3 minutes at secretingredientsmovie.com. And in that, in this film, which we're working on now, we interview families that switched to non-GMO and organic foods and noticed dramatic improvements in their health. A lot of serious diseases actually disappeared. And we have two children who are no longer on the autistic spectrum. We have someone who used to be diabetic, someone who used to have serious eczema, someone who no longer has cancer. And some of these people have actually become practitioners. But we also interview doctors who say, this is not a one-off. This is something that happens with a certain percentage of their patients as well. Not everyone, of course, pops into great health when they switch to organic food, that's for sure. But a certain percentage of people can eliminate or dramatically improve chronic conditions according to their experience. And then we interview the scientists explaining why that's the case, what's happening in the body when they take GMOs, what's happening in the body when they get exposed to glyphosate, and why these particular diseases and disorders and numerous other ones, including weight problems, are linked, in our opinion, to consuming genetically engineered foods.
And that's Jeff Smith. We appreciate your time this morning and calling in. We had the pleasure of meeting him at the International Heirloom Expo in Santa Rosa, California. Have you guys been before? This was their fifth year.
I'll have to bring y'all with me next year when we go.
I'll send you the invite and pack your suitcases. It's a very interesting event, and it's a lot of fun. And my position with GMOs, I don't have time to research and find out if it's good or bad. I don't have to, but I'll tell you this. As somebody who grows a lot of our own food, we harvest our own eggs from our own chickens. All my milk is all goat milk. I milk every morning. I can't hardly eat out anymore because the difference that you get in taste and quality and texture, you get really spoiled really quick.
Oh, yes. It doesn't take long.
And that's why we're here on Saturday mornings to help you get started on building your own garden.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.